Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is an aim to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8.55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, every Sunday morning, 9.30. Good morning to the whole gang.
Morning, Campo, how are we?
Good, my friend. Good, my friend. Sparrow?
Morning, Trees. Campo, how are we?
I've got a bit rusty. Week off and I've got a bit rusty, I reckon, in my opening remarks.
So it's normal to me, man.
Yeah,
it does.
It's always a tedious line of good and bad.
Yeah.
More on the bad side.
Definitely. So we've got a roaming reporter this morning. We've got Briggsy. How you going, brother?
Good, boys. How are you?
Good, my friend. Obviously, we've got the Cummo Cup coming up on the 22nd. And Briggsy played for both clubs. So, what's the rivalry between the two clubs, mate? There's a bit of hatred between them both, isn't there? It goes back decades.
I can tell you right now, boys, the rivalry's real. Was real, not so much these days. Look, you played footy against North Heidelberg. I was predominantly a Leyland player. Look, you knew you played footy at the end of the game. Let me tell you that. Come off black and blue, and mate, I've seen some good little blues in those games. You know, the crowd involved as well. There was no holding back. Back in the early 90s was pretty rough game of footy back then. Probably Leyland got it over North Heidelberg over those years. They won two grand finals against North Heidelberg in 91 and 92, where North can kicked a combined goal title of two. So, yeah, the rivalry is real. You know, it's a great cause, this Cummo Cup. There's, two working-class clubs, as it's been mentioned a number of times, and get behind it and have a good day on the day, which would be, should be a good turnout, hopefully.
Obviously, you played footy with the great man Joel Shackleton. What sort of footy player was Shackleton?
Shacks was a good player when he wasn't suspended.
He had a bit of problems with discipline. I couldn't pick that.
You're joking.
Yeah, no comment there. Yeah. But So I did. Watch Shacks grow up through the years and come through the junior ranks, and he could play, but his anger got the best of him sometimes. Let's just say that.
Well, if he led with his head, I'll tell you what, the whole team would be in trouble.
Oh.
He was a good man to have on your side, Campo, put it that way.
And obviously, these two clubs, like Heidelberg, North Heidelberg, Cummo had a great relationship there for years and years. And, you know, so that's why we put these two teams together to play. I think there's 40 people signed up. I know I'm playing, a few of the organisers, a heap of shoppies. You were supposed to play Briggsy, but you did an injury, did you?
I've done an injury to my neck at present. So I've been out of action for 3 months nearly. So hopefully if it's a yearly occurrence, this, I'll lace up the boots for the next one and, go around then.
Is your mate Lovey lacing up the boots? I heard he might be lacing them up.
Well, I'm hearing reports Lovey might be playing on you, Campo. Ooh. So Lovey's putting on the look. There's no way that Lovey would put a Layla jumper on. He hated the Layla football club that much. So he's got a North jumper on. He'll be lining up on the... Yeah, well, Lovey is a bit like Shaq. He's a very good player, but he was on the sidelines a lot as well.
he'd be doing cheap shots in the background, I reckon, old Lovey.
Yeah. Old cheap shot Lovey.
One there for Three Trees. Like Rudy, who's a shoppie at Morty Alec. He's a North Heidelberg legend. Team of the century player and captain of premierships and all that, so he'll be putting the boots on for the day as well.
That's gross to hear.
Matty Seaton will be doing it. I think Pikey's coaching one of the teams. Pikey's lacing up, I think.
Pikey, I don't know
who coached Hastings for a while. I think he belted more of the players than he coached, you know?
Yeah. So there's some good players playing back from the 90s era. From Layla especially, Vinny Vitoli, who's now the coach of Heidelberg, who coached him to, I think, four or five flags in a row. Petrocelli, which is from West Coast, if you know Petrocelli from West Coast, that's his dad. So he's playing. I think a fella coming over from Perth playing as well. There is a Layla bloke who played in all those flags in the 90s, Graham Isherwood. He's battling prostate cancer and he's got dementia as well. And he's only like late 50s probably, so he's not in a good way. I think they're going to be doing a bit of something for him on the day as well, which will be good for his family. I'm led to believe his kids are playing in the game. So, so it's a good family event by the sound of things. It's been very well set up.
And this will be the first year. Hopefully we just get bigger and better every year, you know.
And it's about raising money for the Cummo Foundation and all the good work they do, you know.
Looking ahead, the weather next week, 23 and sunny, so it'll be a good day.
Guys will have the oil on the arms running around all the stuff, won't they?
Yeah. I've been applying it already. That's kind of kicked a ball in 20 years, but...
Tanning oil, you mean? Yeah,
there'll be a few hennies pinging throughout the day, no doubt.
Ah, grouse.
Sounds like it's going to be a ripping day, boys.
It's at ASA Park, Heidelberg.
Shelley Street, Heidelberg. It's known as the Kennel. So, they got a hill there, which... all the old timers just stand on the hill there, and they told you how to play footy. Let me tell you that if you mucked up, you copped it, no doubt. So hopefully they get a few on that hill and knock a few in and throw some abuse over the fence at the boys.
So bring the family down. Gates open at 12. I think the women are playing the first game, and I think the men start at 3 o'clock. So should be a good day.
Beautiful.
Get there. There's plenty of stuff there for the kids. We've got your brother, so you're down on a job at Geelong. So what's happening on your job, mate, and where are you at?
So currently on a Warren Ponds sporting facility for 6-court basketball indoor thing and dancing and gymnastics. But we're still on the ground at present. Getting through the slabs on ground. So hopefully we're looking at getting a bit of structural steel up in the next month or so. It's ticking along nicely. Bit different down here in Geelong than what I'm used to up in the suburbs of Melbourne. Uh-huh. It's a bit more laid back, and it's really good job at the moment. I can't really fault it. It's been pretty good. Good trades.
It'd be good being close to home, wouldn't it?
Mate, 9 minutes of the morning it takes me, Campo, to get to work.
So you're only 10 minutes late.
10 minutes late. Yeah.
You gotta get one close to home every now and then.
Oh, you got to have a win every now and then, mate. That's for sure. That's for sure. But no, it's ticking along pretty cruisy here at the moment. Yeah, just doing the in grounds and.
So who's the subbies on the job? If people are looking for work down there, who do we
hit up? We've got Pearl Concrete on the job. Who's the major concreter on the job? So they're doing the concrete. I'm led to believe Hanlon Steel are doing the steel.
Yep.
And World Ceilings are doing the plastering here. So I think that's about all they've let at the present. Obviously the plumbing and ETU down here as well, the plumbers and the Sparkies, which is Chad Oak and ADJ.
Beautiful. So, sounds like it's going to be a good job, good reps on the job.
Yeah.
Some local work down there.
Sparkies are looking at putting a rep on here, which will help me out. So it's going well.
Happy days, mate. All right, brother. Thanks for your time, mate. Looking forward to see you in the great game. And
yeah, lace up those boots, mate, and we'll see you next Sunday.
You might have to bring a defib from the job as well.
No worries, boys. Thanks
for your time. See you, Brigsy.
Thank you. Moving right along, just another quick reminder, the Concrete Gang T-shirts are on sale online or in the shop. I know me and the Sparrow went and sold a few this morning.
Yep.
Did a toolbox on a job, and we had them all... So I had them all out and about. So I think they're $50 each, and they look schmick.
They're flying off the shelf. So get in. We're actually going to have to order some more. That's how good they're getting sold. So
I'm thinking we're going to order some jumpers as
top
well.
Top seller. So jumpers, yeah.
You know, they're a bit better than Calvin Klein, I reckon. But, you know, some people above, are comparing.
Step above.
I'd
love to be able to fit in Calvin Klein.
Exactly. So get in. Like we said, and especially, we definitely have to make sure we get down to the Cummo Cup.
It's, yep.
100%.
Mate, he's the goat of our union. He's done so much for everyone. So get down there, get behind the charity, and we'll raise a couple of bucks and have a bit of a laugh.
Yep.
And turn around rivalry and the community spirit, really.
The weather's
really
going to be great. Get down there.
And yeah, it's just another thing too. It's good to get around people as well with mental health. We've had a few dramas through the week with mental health mate. So
While we're on the Cummo Cup, get everyone to get their raffle tickets in, please, by Thursday.
Yeah, get in, buy them. If you haven't brought one, you can ring up the office and buy them. You can come in, buy them.
Yeah,
all money raised. Cause.
So yeah, and
shout out to the Cummo Foundation.
And we've had a pretty big week, boys, haven't we? So
yeah, we have. I had an incident on the job yesterday at Crema down on Lorimer Street. A young fella, 24, was working in the core. They had a bit of a penno. It's been covered for 3 months, but they had the vibrator sitting on it, so a bit of timber's come loose under it. It only had one screw in it, for the sake of like not even 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Anyway, really lucky. This 24-year-old, he's fallen 2 metres. And so far, ambulance come. Everyone on site did everything amazingly, but the incident shouldn't have happened. But fortunately enough, he's just got a sprained wrist. So really lucky. But just goes to show, wouldn't even take, not even 30 seconds to put another 4 or 5 screws into that bit of timber, and it, the incident would not have happened. Yeah. So just take that little bit of extra time, because it might not be you that ends up hurt. It could be your workmate for the sake of you trying to save a couple of minutes.
Bloody hell. Like in the factory space, it happened in New South Wales last week, but we had a worker die, and these factories are getting built out in the burbs of New South Wales.
The factories are huge now.
And they're massive, and unfortunately, we don't know the full details, but he was a roofer for the plumbers, and it looks like he stood on the sump of the box cutter in, which a lot of them people will use as access, even though they shouldn't be, whatever, and he's fallen through, and unfortunately, he's fallen to his death, So myself and the plumbers this week have been going around all the factory builds, making sure everybody's following their swims and all that there, which, I mean, shout out to Marcus Pickles from the plumbers, because he was very educated on everything. Yeah. Up in New South Wales, it's not actually recognised as a trade.
What?
Yeah, roofing, there's not recognised up there. Yep, it's not registered trade. So down here it is. So we have a lot more safeguards and stuff down here, but it was also a chance just to go through all the swims of all the jobs.
Make sure everyone's up to scratch.
Make sure everybody's actually following their swims properly. Make sure there's anything that needs to be adjusted or fixed to actually suit safety and help the workers is what we've done. Rome wasn't built in a day, but if we can be more productive instead of reactive to these things, you know what I mean? It'll hopefully stop these deaths from happening, but unfortunately.
And obviously, because we were away last week, and the girl gang did it last week, we tragically had a 42-year-old pass away on a hickory job. the coroners are still doing the report, so we sort of can't release any details. A couple of kids, you know.
Yeah, two young kids.
Shout out to Yanni and Lee Penos. Yanni's the organiser and Lee Penos is the shoppy. And shout out to all the boys on the job. And all the there's a heap of officials that went there and, you know.
The wellness crew got down there.
Yeah, John and Emma, you know. But if you are travelling bad or whatever, you know, there's Inkalink. We've got the wellness centre. We haven't got the wellness centre, but we've got the wellness people, Emma and John. Mm. Reach out to them. We also had a tragedy, one up in Morwell as well. A member passed away again. Yeah. So we've got to reach out. And if you need to talk to people, then, you know.
Throw your arm around.
Yeah, throw your arm. If you're a bit down and shit's a bit hard, call the office and we'll see what we can do. Yeah. You know,
there's always something that can be done.
5-10 minute convo can change the whole setup. So,
and even have a chat to your workmates too, because we all know if someone's sitting at home and they're not working, give them a ring, because it's, you know, not the best point. You know, and also have a chat with each other, mate. Put your arm around, because get around. And we're also doing a big push with the union now. You know, it was brought up at the shoppies meeting during the week about pushing to make sure we get more blue hats on the jobs and all. So blue hats, like, they do, I think, suicide awareness training. Yeah, and, you know,
they're not counsellors, but they might be able to identify if someone's struggling a bit that the other Joe Blow might not. Yeah. So,
and point you in the right direction where they get help and all that. You know what I mean? So that's something we're pushing pretty hard. And I think we also had a long-term delegate pass away, didn't we?
We'll get the info. We're waiting on the info to come through.
Yeah,
so we'll get that after the track, hopefully.
We better cut to it. We'll cut to the track now. Because of all the, you know, you see all, we're at the brink of World War III, and you see all the stuff going, which America and Iran are doing, Iran and Israel and Palestine and Ukraine. I thought a bit of Rage Against Machine.
Beautiful.
Bloody hell.
Old Warren would have loved that, but it is true. The vultures are searching for blood and oil at the moment. If anyone doesn't believe it, that's where we're at. So
it's amazing how Trump goes around and says, "Oh, you know, we've won this war and all this." They're still in there, and he stood down one of his advisors, a couple of his advisors. Yeah, we're winning, but we have had to stand all these people down. You know,
what's he calling Operation? What's he calling it? Fury or Operation
Eagle?
Epic Fury.
Epic Fury.
The Yanks don't mind. They don't mind a soundbite, do they? Really?
Oh, please.
World War III still won't keep us off the front page.
We're still in the paper. We're still beating
them. What did he say? He said, "Oh no, I can't let Iran have a New Year arsenal." But yet, 2 months ago, he said, "He decimated their thing. He set them back 20 years." He's a walking contradiction, isn't
he? He's all over.
Yeah, but don't worry. Fuel prices and all up through the roof. Yeah, no, it's great.
We'll get blamed for that. CPI going up.
Yeah.
Fuel.
Yeah. People can't fly in and out of the country if they're going through the Middle East. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know?
It
is what it is.
No oil coming out. It's beautiful.
I'll tell you what, I don't know, if anyone goes on the CFMEU social media, it's quite funny at the moment. We put up we actually won it in the disputes board, and I think we spoke about it the other week. Anzac Day is because it's on the sad day. We've got it written in our EBAs and in our RDO calendars as the Monday. So we won that. And now you think, like, people are saying we're disrespecting Anzacs because they're having a day off on our social media. Mm. Well, Well, you can call it whatever you want. It's the CFMU day off. That's the we won it.
We won it. We've been there.
We're not losing it.
And it's interesting because you watch them all talk. Half of them can't read it. Haven't read it right. They're like, oh, you're disrespectful. You just want to work on the day of as it is. Like, no, it's not exactly. It's not what we're doing at all.
No.
What are you talking about? But, oh well, some people like to write their own stories, don't they?
Do you know what's better than having 3 days off? Having 4.
Oh, mate. And here, then you get someone whinging about it.
Oh, 100%.
How dare you have more days off?
And then you go into some of these people's social media and they've got 0 followers and it's just right-wing hacks, hating because they can hate.
And on that, we also got up the super guarantee with the fare and travels. It's included in your ordinary hours worked. So all these companies that say they don't have to pay it, well, guess what? You have to pay it now. And the likes of Monesco, they think they don't have to back pay it. Well, you do have to back pay it, mate.
There are no deals on super.
It's gone to the disputes. It's got up. It's a big win for the union. And you got to pay up.
And especially some of the companies. I know like A2B Group, they knew they had to pay it, so they were putting the money into another bank account so they could back pay everyone.
Yeah,
but they were making money off that interest. We didn't think, if it got up, we got up. Yeah. We're talking about workers' capital here, and some of these jobs these companies are working on are paid by CBUS, which is the Workers' Super Fund.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
we
all forget about that.
A lot of the good companies knew that they had to pay it and just paid it from the get-go, so there'll be no back pay for them. But the likes of Monesco, you'll be up for a small fortune, I think.
I'll tell you what.
To put it lightly?
Yeah. But like you said before, the diesel prices at the moment, it's off its head.
It is.
And I've never seen it go backwards. After this is all done and dusted, it sort of never goes back.
No. And now you see with the price of gas as well, the thing they've just doubled that overnight.
Yeah.
Just doubled that straight away as well.
So,
and then they're talking about price gouging. They're the real gangsters, these people.
And then you hear about more cost blowouts and we'll get the blame for it, but the price of petrol to get cart stuff that is going up.
Yeah.
So price of materials is going to go up. Price of freight from bringing stuff overseas is going to go up. Yeah. So, and then we'll get the on cost. It's all us and all our agreements. So,
like a $15 billion tax.
Oh, and as the GP, Pitt Lane. The articles come out that Victorian taxpayers have to foot the bill for $395 million to get rid of asbestos. The whole job's not worth $395
million. Well, there you go.
If
you haven't heard a good rumor before smoke, go start one, mate. That's what I've always heard.
So that's just another bullshit story that paper's running with.
You seen that Jess Wilson, the leader of the Victorian
The people's
party.
Person.
Oh, the people's person sitting at the footy on the weekend pretending like she's you could have bought so many beers and 4 and 20s and all that. Like you are one of the people sitting with your caviar and
you reckon
and
she paid for a ticket wine. To get in?
Oh, give me a spell.
She would have been going for Carlton too.
She would have done
a little spew and then she was straight behind the glass.
Yeah, 100%. Remember the thing they did in Vic Parade? She did the whole thing with the lawnmowers and saying, they don't cut the grass, I guess we'll do it. They must have cut about 1 square metre and then that was it.
It's the local council.
It is a complete fizz. My God.
Oh, but just some of the tripe you hear in the media and it's ridiculous at the moment, But it is what it is, and it's gonna keep going until the election's over.
It's gonna get worse.
And let's be honest.
Scallywags.
Oh, yeah, we better get in the scallywags.
Monesco, they're clearly saying they're not going to back pay. They're going to start paying the right super from now forward, but they're not going to back pay. So if you're paying it from now forward, you're actually admitting that you're not paying it right.
Yeah.
So
A2B Group for the same sort of stuff.
We'll be seeing Monesco under disputes pretty soon.
It's the law. It's not even a matter of making data. It's a law.
It's a signed document.
Who else we got?
Who else is playing up?
Who is the builder the guy died on?
Oh, Texaco.
Put them in there for that.
Yeah.
There is other people like those.
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty. So obviously, the Liberal, what's her name? The leader of the
Jess Wilson.
Jess Wilson.
She can give a dig. What about the leader of the Nationals?
He's just pulled the pin.
He snatched it as well. He says, I can't put up with this shit.
Because I'm buggered. I'm buggered.
I'm cooked.
I'm buggered. I'm tapping out.
Yeah.
Old Barnaby Joyce, he's jumped defects, but all right. Who are we going to up with that one, boys?
Scallywags.
You've got to put Monesco on.
Monesco.
Yeah.
Openly admitting to it and then just saying
they just put the spotlight on themselves.
Suki Lala.
Who's sooking up? Everyone that wants to work all these RDOs, all of a sudden. Trackworks. Ivan, sooking
all
up.
All them grubs on social media having a go about our public holiday. I reckon they probably deserve it, don't you? All the right-wing grubs.
Yeah. Anyone who's sitting sooking about the $15 billion tax, but actually reading the facts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Actually, and blaming our members for something that they haven't done. That's,
The jobs aren't even worth $15 billion all up.
So we'll give it to the grubs who are bagging out the free public holiday for CFMEU and CFMEU tax. Put all them in one big boat.
Suki la la. La.
Well, I suppose another shout out. Make sure you come along to the Cummo Cup. It's going to be grouse. It should be a good day, bit of a laugh, you know. And this is what the union's about: getting around, having a bit of a.
The funeral of we didn't get the
details.
Details didn't come through.
Barry Kemp, long-term shop steward of ours. We haven't got the details didn't come through.
It won't open up for some reason.
So, you know, condolences to Barry and his family, you know. All reports, lovely bloke.
Good bloke.
So, yeah, condolences to him and his family. We better go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And we're going out. I ran into a scaffold today, a Kiwi lad, and this is what he wanted.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.